Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is this whole goal of life,
is to be done with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that needs greater light. That needs the light of mitzvahs, the light of Torah. It may work differently. So the first ara is that even though the Maharal is saying that it's like, that's only going to get you so far, but there's much more to do, but that itself, I think, is a big misser. That it's not so pashut to even get there. Right? You know, if you think people are people, but you know, often we're held back from acting like people. Even our seichel hayasher, you know, it's called seichel hayasher for a reason. That's built in that we don't need more than anything that's outside of us. Torah mitzvahs to get us there. Sometimes that itself could be nifgam a little bit. It needs chizik, like the Gemara says, derech eretz. Always needs the Gemara Bracha says Derech Eretz always needs chizik. On the other hand, though, the upside for us is that it's built in. So since it's built in, it should be easier to get things back on track. And there's a famous vort. I've heard it. Shem or Blachman, I think other people say it. We're saying davening Leolam Ya'adam. The first thing that before we even come on anything else, as we say in Karbanos, is that first the person should be Adam. My good friend Alon Amar, who many of you know, told me recently that in Noach, also the same word, similar word. Like before we talk about Noach being tzaddik tamim hayah b'dorosav, he's an ish tzaddik. The Torah emphasizes that he's first an ish. That first thing to be mekayim is the basic things, the basic midos that a person's been given. But to take chizik from the fact that that even though it's a lower madriga, but it's we can find within ourselves just the pashut examples of acting. You know, with derech eretz, like a person. Example, I think, I forget where I heard this from, but it's important to be less in this yeshiva, but, you know, other yeshivas where you get meals, so, you know, the way in which a person would, or kiddush, or eating at a kiddush, the way in which a person goes to get food, so that's you know, that doesn't need Torah mitzvahs, that's just, you know, the only other. Animals run to the feeding trough and, you know, push each other out of the way, but to be able to every area of life, to try to act with derech eretz, it shouldn't need that much chizik, as the Maharal is saying, because it's built in. And then the Maharal says, so why do we need a higher level? Why do we need ner mitzvah Torah? Because to achieve dveikas tekadosh baruch hu, that's lamal min haseichel. That's beyond our basic capabilities that have been given to us that are built in, and in order to see past the darkness in this world, to be dveik to Hashem, to have Torah mitzvahs, we need greater light. That greater light. So that is a little daunting of a thought, that it's lamal min haseichel. And if you think about, you know, a person's hatzlacha, you know, a person's path in avodas Hashem, and if you look at the finished product, you know, of a person who's strived their life to achieve, you know, something close to shleimus, it's true. I mean, the Gemara says in Sukkah that the tzaddikim asalavo, the difference between the tzaddikim and the Hashem, the reaction to the Yitzhahara, and the Hashem, we're going to view it as a tiny nothing. How do we not overcome this, whereas the tzaddikim, when they're viewed as a great mountain, the fact that they had the Shemayah to overcome that is unbelievable to them. So you see that in order to reach this goal of being davik to Hashem, it really, it's l'mal min ha-seichel, it's l'mal min ha-teva. It's the difference between those two things. And a person needs a tremendous amount of siyach d'shmayah. No one on their own, even in learning. The fact that like someone gets pshat in something, in learning, either the simplest pshat or deeper and deeper pshatim, all those things are not natural kochos. It's not possible. Okay, they're natural. Everyone's been given their natural abilities. But in the end, to be able to really accomplish is tali on siyach d'shmaya, and keep that in mind. And the way in which a person can achieve in anything is so beyond his natural capabilities. If it's tali on siyach d'shmaya, obviously he needs tefillah. That's the Gemara in the end of Nida. In order to be matzliach in anything, be asher, banim, whatever it may be, a person needs that combination. And the fact that this endeavor of being davik in Hashem is so beyond us, it's lamal min haseichel, it's something that's not built into our natural capabilities, and we need the ner mitzvah in the Torah, then we'll need that siyach d'shmaya to try to find, to be mechazik ourselves in tefillah, and also just to think for yourself. You think back on your own story, your own ability, your own, where you've gotten from, just realize how much it's been Hashem Tashkach and Hashem Siyach D'Shmaya along the way that's pushed you and to continue to try to draw out that Siyach D'Shmaya to be Matzliach from there. And then the Maral says, okay, so we need that L'mal Menaseichel. So what is that? That's Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. And he says that itself is the only way we could get to that Hatzlacha, to that Shleimus. since it's the Malvin Sechel, and the only thing a person can do to get there is through Ner Mitzvah and Torah Or. Let's see if we find the lesson. I don't know the exact lesson now, which brings to mind the words of the Masil Sisharim. Masil Sisharim says in Parakeh, when he talks about the Maside Hazihirus, so he quotes the Gemara in our Masechta in Kedusha and Daf Lamed, Barasi Yitzahara Barasi Lo Torah Tavon. He says it's Pashat, that the Gemara is telling us that there's only one way. There's the Makkah, there's the dangers of the Yitzhahara, and there's only one Refuah. That's what the Gemara is saying. There's no other way, there's no other derech that a person could raise himself up from his Yitzhahara and be davek in Hashem if not for Torah. And he says that if a doctor, Rechman Litzlan, if a person's sick, and the doctor tells him this is exactly what you have to do, and if you don't do the following steps and take this pill, then you're not going to get better. You can't just say, this pill and that pill, one's a blue, they're both blue pills, so maybe they should work. There's a specific regimen of how a person's going to cure himself. And that's true in the Nimshol, to grow in Avodas Hashem and to move past the Yetzirah, move past our base nature, and to be dovig in something beyond us. The way to do that is to use the lens of Ner Mitzvah and Torah Or. And the people often... You'll hear things and there are obviously there are etzes that are given and life advice and stuff from the culture around us, and we always have to check and realize sometimes even if you can't find a raya for the idea necessarily in Torah, but is that a path that fits within Torah? And it's coming through the light of Ner Mitzvah Torah, or it's something that's external to us, and then it might be good idea, might be an interesting thing, but it won't necessarily bring us to the tachlis that we're trying to achieve, the shlemus of being davik to Hashem. But spend a little more time on the end of the pasuk, the derech chayim tochachas musar, where the Maral explains that the tochachas musar is milashin yisurin, but it's not yisurin the way we generally think of the word of a person, Rachman Son, is suffering, but it's the divrei musar themselves, it's the same shorish, is miyas rimas adam. There's a bit of a person's suffering in a certain sense. He's causing himself to suffer in order that he should push himself past his chumrius, past his guf, in order to follow after to not follow after the taivos of his guf, but to follow after ruchnis. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Hey, Shlosha Matanas Lasa Gavs Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'kulam Lo Ninu Eli B'Yisurin, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. Explains why, what the connection specifically between those three things is. So I to reflect a little bit on what Yisurin means, what Musar means in this context. And it's a very important approach to how to understand Musar, that the divrei musar, the divrei tochacha, they're supposed to, that the way they're supposed to affect us is they're supposed to cause us to not suffering in the sense that something bad happening to us, but that battle, that constant battle between our ruchnius and our guf, is that it could be for good reasons. At the end of the day, it might be a very pleasurable experience, but if you're hungry and the person always wants a snack and he knows that's not good for him. And to run after that type all the time, that's painful. To squash those natural feelings, there's pain about it. But it's a little bit deeper also if you get to the root of what Yisurin means. I happen to be learning in Chovas Alvavos, Shar Bitachon. So Chovas Alvavos explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows ultimately what's good for us, and even if something seems to be painful for us, it's ultimately good. So he quotes Psukim to prove that, and he quotes the pasuk Yishayim Memchas Ani Hashem Elokecha Melamdecha Lahoil Midarchecha B'Derech Teilech, that Hashem is Melamdecha, He teaches you Lahoil Midarchecha to go in this right path. Al Yidei Yisurin, and this is a very nice parish here, Torah Sayegia, Falk, brings some Mar Makomos, look for all them, that show this idea that how Yisurin and Musar go together. So he quotes the Pasuk and the Targum in Dvarim, Ki Kasha Yasa Ishas Bino Hashem lekechem yasrecha. And just like a person will cause suffering to their son, so to Hashem through those nisyonos miyasrecha. So the unculus over there says, Ari kemada melef gavra lebre, Hashem lekechem melef lach. He interchanges the words yisurin with teaching. That the yisurin teach a person. They teach a person what the proper path is, and it allows a person, also Miloshen Yisayon, it allows a person to see what he could really accomplish and what Hashem is trying to bring out from him through these Nisyonos and Yisurin. And then he quotes from Matisyahu in Manas Chaim, and he said, that's the pshat, that you see that from these Marmakomos, Ayin Sham, that the Perish Hamiti Shal Yisurin is Inyan Limud, and that Yisurin mean when it comes to Musar is that we're teaching ourselves. We're teaching ourselves through the Divrei Musar, through acting upon those Divrei Musar. We're teaching ourselves and we're training ourselves on a new path that will hopefully help us reach our goal. And yeah, there is suffering. It could be painful at the time, or even learning the Divrei Musar sometimes is painful. You see a Mamre Chazal and realize how far you are from being Mekam that causes pain. But that pain is supposed to hope to reach goodness from. And then the etzim shat in the Gemara of three things like the Yisurin. So the Mashal, I think we find this concept in other areas. The Nefesh Chaim talks about in Shar Dalet. We quote the Mamre Chazal, that a person strengthens himself in Divrei Torah, so then Derech Eretz, in terms of what his involvement is, all Parnasa, all Malchus, all Malacha, will be removed from him. And that even the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Adam Amal Yulad, that a person is going to work. A person is going to work, a person is going to have an all on his life, Mimanushach. The question is where a person wants to, chooses. It's up to him where, how he's going to go about channeling those things that are going to be in his life anyway. A person is going to have a lot to do and have a lot of pressures. And Nefesh Chaim is saying, if a person strengthens himself in all Torah, then you'll get it from Torah. You won't get it from elsewhere. And the same is true. Same as the Gemara in Sanhedrin saying that a person is built in, he's going to be amel. It's up to him to figure out where he's going to put that amelus in. There's a letter from the Stipler, totally different context, similar idea. Stipler has a letter to someone, addressing a letter to someone about, I don't know what the question was, about children. And the Stipler says that, you know, a person sometimes thinks, oh, okay, you know, I'll have less, you know, it's too much, too stressful. So if I have two children instead of eight children, so then things will be more relaxed. So the Stipler says no. That a person is set, just like his parnassus said from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much stress and how much things a person's going to have to deal with in his life. The person thinks, okay, they'll be less mishtadel in, obviously there's other factors, but less mishtadel in, you know, in the children they're going to have. So the Stipler says, so Hashem will give you that stress and that worry. Instead of spacing out over eight kids, you'll have it focused in two kids. And he says, the chush is mechish, he says, you see the riot to this. But I think the overall idea is the same thing we can apply to this Gemara. That a person set, like the Gemara in Erchin, that he talks about the Gemara in Erchin also, that a person's going to have a certain amount of Yisurin in his life. And it's up to us. You know, if we want to be kona those Yisurin through trying to better ourselves in Ruchnius, Torah Eretz Yisrael Olam Haba, then try to do that. And I think the takeaway, I'm going to say we'll leave it here, the thing the takeaway is to check oneself, you know, maybe the word in this Gemara is Torah. It's not just that it's external Yisurin, that, you know, a person's going to, how much is he miyasser himself through the Divrei Musar to try to be kona these higher levels of Ruchnius, Torah Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. So if a person sits over Divrei Musar and it doesn't really impact him, and then that's not Yisurin. Then the Musar is not affecting him the way it should. But if a person, you know, learns the Shari Tshuva and learns, you know, with thought about an Elul, when he describes how terrible it is and how much suffering it should cause a person to be far from Hashem, and if he doesn't feel any suffering, then it's not achieving its goal. But if the Musar enters the lathe and he feels something from it, then that's a Yisurin. And maybe, I don't have a riot to this, but maybe that then the person could, that's part of the shear of Yisurin that he's going to be given in his lifetime. So we could take the opportunity. We could, you know, be mezakeh ourselves by being the asher ourselves in divnei ruchnius and those being the ikar of our lives. So it's a little shma, but that itself, those words, then will have the greater impact and that will help us reach our goal, as Amaral stated out, the tachlis of it all, to be able to be davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.